You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll find out why the word elite has become a dirty word in politics.
First, two lawmakers in Wisconsin are trying to close what some call the social host loophole. This so-called loophole allows adults to give alcohol to minors in their homes. The bill to eliminate the loophole was introduced by Representative Andre Jacques from Green Bay and Senator Van Wongert from Racine.
Senator Wongert joins us now. He's a Republican who represents the 21st Senate District, which includes Racine and Kenosha counties. Senator Wongert, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, good afternoon, Kate. How are you this afternoon?
Very well. So tell us, what is this so-called social host loophole?
Well, actually, there wasn't a loophole up until late last year when the court ruled on the definition of premises. Used to be, for all the years that I was in law enforcement, I retired back in 2001 with nearly 30 years in law enforcement, that the way the law was written, if you hosted a party at a residence, that was considered the premises of where the party was going on. And if there were underage persons there without a guardian or without their parent there providing them the alcohol, that those parents would be cited. They'd also be liable civilly for anything that happened with somebody that became intoxicated and left and maybe got in an accident or caused injury to somebody else. Well, this past year, the court took the definition of premises and applied it specifically to the licensing for a licensed premises, which would be like a tavern or something like that, where you can serve open intoxicants. So that would be like a tavern or something such as that.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, it removed the home from being a premises because we don't license personal homes for you to be able to consume intoxicants in your home. So what this did is it changed that definition so that they've been challenging citations or not be able to issue citations for parents throwing parties for kids that are not accompanied by their parents. Because there is an exemption under state law that a parent can provide a alcohol to their child that's under 21 years of age, but they have to serve it to their individual child, and they have to, of course, make sure that their child doesn't become intoxicated, etc. Or it could be if, say, your spouse was 21 and you were not 21. Let's say you're 18, you got married young, but your spouse was 21. They could go into a tavern or a restaurant, order you a drink, and provide you with the drink because you're married, and that scenario is accepted by law.
So why do you think it should be a priority here to change this now?
Well, absolutely, not change it. Let's bring it back to where it was.
If you
serve intoxicants to underage persons and you're doing it knowingly, and that's an operative word, so if a parent is throwing a party, you know, for a whole bunch of underage persons that are not lawfully able to consume intoxicants, what's happening is, number one, we promote these young people consuming intoxicants. We have kids that are 12 years old that are indicating that they drink alcohol two or three times a week. These are 12-year-olds. You know, that this is acceptable conduct in the home, and it's not. And what's happening is we have more and more people becoming complacent about the effects of alcohol, and more of these young people are becoming violators of operating motor vehicles, et cetera, and, of course, when they're intoxicated, they're driving, more young people are being killed. So we need to make sure that parents have the responsibility that they're not serving to young people that should not be consuming those intoxicating beverages. So this would put the responsibility, would clarify that any adult, guardian, or property owner who knowingly allows or serves intoxicants to an underage person can be cited. And first violation is like $500,
mm-hmm.
and continuous or subsequent violations increase and can go all the way up to as high as $10,000 in addition to potential jail time.
Senator Wongert, your co-author, Andre Jacques, said it took a good bit of education with your colleagues there before this bill made it through committee. What was that process like?
Well, I think that there's an understanding. You know, some people think that this is okay to just But you're off the street, you're at somebody's house, so you can have a few drinks there and everything would be okay. And that might be okay if you had control over those individuals, that they wouldn't be leaving the home or getting in a car, and that their parents were aware that they were at a location and they were safe. I mean, so all those things in place might be okay, but they're not. Because what's happening is, when we say it's okay to consume in somebody's private residence, but then we have no responsibility for it, and these kids are allowed to leave and either get behind the wheel of cars or even be out walking, it becomes they become a target for issues that are going to affect their life later. So, and if you get an underage drinking citation, let me tell you, it becomes very difficult when you're hunting for jobs. When people see that on your record, if you've got two or three issues with alcohol, a lot of times they don't think that's very responsible, and they may not get the approval for a job position because of that. You know, so I mean, we need to put the priorities, you know, where they should be. That it is not acceptable for kids under the age of 21 to be consuming intoxicants without parental guidance or without their spouse there to make sure that it's done appropriately.
We're talking right now with Senator Van Wongard. He's a Republican who represents the 21st Senate District that includes Racine and Kenosha counties. He is co-author of a bill that would close the social host loophole here in Wisconsin. Senator, some people would say that because alcohol is banned completely for young people, they develop a poor relationship with alcohol once they're finally allowed to drink, leading to abuse and binge drinking. And the argument goes so far as to say that Europeans don't have that same drinking problem as Americans because alcohol is never totally off limits and moderate drinking is normalized. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I'll tell you, I was involved with working with Al-Anon and AA in Racine when I was younger. Actually, my wife and I started the Alateen program when we turned 18 in Racine. I dealt with alcohol issues my whole life and have seen it. I dealt with it as an accident reconstructionist, as a traffic investigator, and saw the effects of alcohol on individuals. And I would say this, that you know, some of these countries that they allow alcohol to be consumed by kids or underage persons, if you operate a motor vehicle, you lose your license and you're intoxicated. You lose your license for the rest of your life. So they have some pretty stiff penalties if you're not doing it appropriately and you don't have that parental guidance. We're not saying that you can't allow your child to experience a glass of wine or champagne at a wedding, but then it's got to be done by the parent, with the parent or guardian right there, so that they're assuming the liability and the responsibility that young individual is not becoming intoxicated and not becoming where it's a routine thing where they're consuming intoxicants. Because I will tell you that the frequency of young people who are consuming has increased. It has not gone down.
And I want to jump in here. Yeah, I want to get this question in. A similar bill was introduced in 2013. It failed to pass. What's different this time?
Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't there in 2013, or it probably would have passed. I'd gone through a recall, so I wasn't there when they did that specific piece of legislation. But I think it's all about educating individuals and educating my colleagues, because actually I don't believe we had I don't believe that the court ruling had come through yet at the time that piece of legislation was actually introduced. So now there's an explanation as to why this is needed, because of what the court's done. The court has defined a premises as being a person's home. You know, that a person's home doesn't meet the criteria of what they're calling a premises. Only a licensed premises, which would be a tavern or a restaurant, something like that's licensed to serve those intoxicating beverages or open intoxicants, would fall under that definition. So that's why it makes sense now.
So when you wrote the bill, did you look at any other places in the country for inspiration in crafting this bill?
I didn't specifically look at any other locations because I've dealt with this my whole career in law enforcement, and I wrote a lot of citations for individuals that were the occupants of a disorderly house and keepers of a disorderly house. That's where you do after hours and you have alcohol and you're serving it to minors. I wrote many of those citations where they had kid parties during my career. So I was already immersed in it and have the background in it. plus the alcohol background, too.
Senator Wongard, thank you so much for joining us today.
You are welcome. Thank you for bringing this important issue up. I appreciate it.
That was Senator Van Wongard, a Republican who represents the 21st Senate District, which includes Racine. He joined us to talk about the bill he's introduced with Representative Andre Jacques that would close the social host loophole in Wisconsin.